Welcome back to City Club. Again, I'm Dan Gibbons from the City Club of Chicago, and we're so happy to have you here today. Thank you. City Club is off to a great start this year. Today is proof of that. I'd argue the entire city is off to a great start for this year, and it's only February, so let's keep that going. We sold out 9 events this year so far, and there's so much more to come. So thank you for being here and helping in the success. We did take a bit of a hit over this weekend, and I think many of you know what I'm talking about. We lost Brenda Langstrap Bowie suddenly and tragically over the weekend. Many of you have seen the online tributes. Brenda was a staple of our civic landscape here in Chicago. She led the Chicago Public Library Foundation, and before that, the Park District Foundation and WITS and so many great institutions. She was at most of those events that I just referred to that we've had so far this year, and was even scheduled to be here today. And she's a personal friend of mine, of so many in the room. She's just a great friend to Chicago, great champion of Chicago, like so many of you are. And we're going to miss her enormously. So Brenda showed up. She showed up in the room. She showed up often for Chicago. And let's keep that up in her honor. And City Club is committed to continuing to convene folks like Brenda and like all of you who show up to help move Chicago forward. So thank you for letting me share that, and thank you to Brenda's family and so many of her friends who share Brenda with Chicago and with the City Club. Like I said, she showed up, and so many of you showed up today. Thank you. We always like to acknowledge who's in the room, especially public servants and elected officials. I'm going to start with one in particular. Alderman Matt O'Shea is here, who chairs the Aviation Committee for the City Council. Alderman Brian Hopkins is also here. He chairs the Public Safety Committee. Two things that are on the rise, right? Not on the rise, meaning aviation and, of course, crime and public safety. Public safety is on the rise. Crime is down. Thank you all for your work in all of that. There's so much more to be done. Mayor Rory Hoskins is here. Mayor Chad Myers is here. Mayor Kathy Aducci is here. Thank you to those elected officials. And it's because of all of you, not just who's on the stage here, but all of you who's showing up and supporting City Club that helps us do this. I mentioned the sponsors, and we have this civic level membership that we're so proud to be kicking off this last year or so. And so many of you in the room, White & Company, American Airlines, Clayco, Stiefel, Mayor Brown, FH Passion, Spantech. We Choose Chicago. Kristen recently spoke, and Guy Ciparoni, the chair of Choose Chicago, is another one. So we appreciate that, and we ask you all to consider your membership and renewing it, escalating it, elevating it to become members and do so much more with the City Club as we continue this great run. We also just announced arguably the best new class of board members in City Club's history. And remember, there are people like Jane Addams and, of course, Ed Mazur, some of the former historical board folks that we love. And that so we have some new board members. Two of them are here today. And I'd like to say thank you and recognize Marilyn Gardner from Navy Pier. Thank you, Marilyn. And Kirk Dillard, former Illinois Senator and RTA Chair. They're both here today representing our board, and Omar Dagestani, our chair, in helping guide this club into its almost 125th year. So thank you to you all. We love public servants here at City Club, and we look forward to hearing from Commissioner McMurray in a minute. So many other public servants in the room. Thank you to you all. Cassandra Rouse is here from the Tollway. Thank you. Jason Lee from the mayor's office and Lori Lipson. I believe Kenya Merritt's here, DK's in the mayor's office. And the whole CDA team is here. I think we're going to hear about them in a little bit. Many illustrious former leaders from public sector, now in the private sector or civic sector, like especially Jamie Ree and Rosie Andolino, both longtime respected aviation commissioners and City Club speakers. Billy Glunz worked with the city, and now he's at American, and he's always got investing in Chicago, you know, guiding him. Judy Friedland is here, former commissioner. Former Alderman Latasha Thomas. So these are all incredible folks who... Jack Lavin is here from the chamber. Now, these are folks who are public servants and are now continuing in their careers to still be civic servants and civic leaders to help move Chicago forward. So it's really great to have you all here, representative of all the different things in your in what you're doing to help move Chicago forward. Thank you. And, you know, business, it is also business, whether, you know, not just public servants. It's business also. We've got plenty of businesses in the room, and we appreciate what you do for Chicago's economy. Of course, United Airlines and Chicago's own big, you know, big businesses like that and FH Passion and others, but also family-owned and women-owned businesses. I think Colleen Flaherty is here in the room, and Dee Robinson. We love women-owned and minority-owned businesses that we've also Eileen Shin is here. Folks that are really doing some great things. Oh, Kenya Merritt is here. I didn't see you. You were supposed to be at table number 9. Hi. We love our role here at City Club in recognizing all these great leaders. Thank you for sharing that moment to allow me to do that, because that's where we all want you to come here, do your business, move your agendas forward with all each other, and that in turn moves Chicago forward. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being here, taking time to listen to that, but I know you're not here to hear me. There is one person who's doing his job to move this city forward, and it's going quite well. We're going to hear all about it from the commissioner. As most of you know, Commissioner Michael McMurray was appointed in 2025 by Mayor Johnson as commissioner of one of the world's largest airport systems, overseeing both O'Hare and Midway airports. Over 100 million passengers annually. And I'm not going to get through any more stats because I think he's going to do just that. But he's had 25 years of public service and service to this city, some in the public sector, some in the private sector. Again, appreciate how that works here at City Club. We're going to hear all sorts from him, and I'd like to welcome a great civic leader, great public servant, and a good friend to the City Club. Please join me in welcoming Commissioner Michael McMurray from the Department of Aviation. And if we have any time after his remarks, we're going to try to fit in a few questions. So please think of those, and I'll try to get to them as soon as he finishes. Thank you, Commissioner.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you all for being here. Man, I'm honored to see so many people show up to hear the Commissioner of Aviation and thereby me speak today. I really do appreciate it. We have a lot to share with you. There's a lot of people in this room who have known me for a number of years and have been very supportive of me and my career, not just the time I've been aviation commissioner, but even prior to that. And I want you to know that I appreciate you. Some folks have known me almost a lifetime, and people have come in from far as California and Texas and Washington State and Florida. So thank you so much thank you for being here, and I'm really honored to have you here. I want to thank you to Dan and the City Club for creating this forum on public policy and for bringing together Chicago's business, civic, and community leaders. I appreciate your commitment to driving conversations that move our city forward. I also want to thank you to Mayor Johnson for his vision and leadership in advancing airport modernization, helping to position Chicago for long-term economic growth and global connectivity. I also want to take a moment to express gratitude to my team. Their hardworking professionalism and unwavering dedication keep our airports moving and our passengers safe and our cities connected to the world, and especially to my first deputy, Tracy Payne, who I couldn't do my job without. If my team could just stand up for a minute. Thank you, guys. It's a fantastic team. They really are, and they work very hard, and I really appreciate their effort. And thank you to our hub carriers, American, Southwest, and our hometown airline, United, for their commitment and their continued investment in Chicago. Their commitment strengthens our aviation network and enables us to modernize, expand, and meet the demands of a growing global market. Indeed, it's a privilege to serve Chicago by leading our airport system boldly into the future. As aviation commissioner, my top priority is to drive greater efficiency at both of our airports, and every decision and every investment reflects this intention. Before I get started with my speech today, I want to say up front that I have a fairly long set of remarks, and I'm not a big fan of giving scripted remarks, but there's so much to share with you. I spoke with Dan, and I think the last time that CDA, Chicago Department of Aviation, was here at the City Club was 2023. So obviously a lot has transpired since that time. And again, I'm not really fond of giving scripted remarks, especially with an audience as engaging and thoughtful as this one. But again, our airports are busy. There's a lot of positive momentum, and hopefully you've been hearing some of that good news that's been happening at both of our airports. And I want to make sure that I give you a full picture of exactly what's been happening before we open it up to questions and answers. And so I appreciate you spending time with me today, and I hope you come away with hearing something very useful for all of you. To borrow a time-honored phrase, I'm pleased to report, and I'm sure my airline partners would agree, that the state of our airports is strong. Demand is surging, our terminals are operating at capacity, travelers expect a world-class experience, and the time and need for investment has never been more clear. ORD Next, our terminal expansion program, is how we meet this moment and ensure Chicago remains competitive on the global stage. Chicago's infrastructure powers our economy. It does far more than move people and goods. It fuels talent, innovation, and commerce, turning connectivity into economic strength. These systems drive trade, tourism, job creations, and a competitiveness that keeps Chicago moving forward. Aviation is at the center of that engine, linking people, ideas, and industries across the globe. Nearly 200 million people live within a 500-mile radius of Chicago, and we've led the nation in corporate relocations for 12 straight years, because companies know that Chicago is where ideas take root, talent thrives, and opportunity is abundant. To keep that edge, we must continue to invest in our airports. Aviation alone generates $70 billion, that's $70 billion, in regional economic activity and supports 700,000 jobs. And that value grows with every new connection. Each new daily wide-body international route adds $240 million to annual economic activity, opening doors for trade, investment, and global reach. Chicago is a leading global logistics hub, handling 7.7% of all U.S. trade in 2025. That same infrastructure that moves goods so efficiently makes O'Hare the most connected airport in the United States, a title we've held since 2017. And Midway's ranking of 22nd in domestic connectivity underscores the strength of having two large hub airports. These investments don't just improve our airports, they create jobs, strengthen our economy, and reinforces Chicago's position as one of the world's premier aviation centers. That's why investing in our airports isn't optional, it's mandatory. To stay competitive, we must modernize the infrastructure that drives our economy forward. Chicago ranks among the world's top economies. We aren't just participating in the global economy, we're shaping it. As Chicago evolves, so do our airports. You can see here, O'Hare's expansion closely tracks the region's economic growth. Last year, airlines continued to increase service to new and existing destinations, driving passengers' volumes at O'Hare beyond pre-pandemic levels, setting record-breaking numbers. Clearly, investing in O'Hare is not just about aviation. It's about securing Chicago's future and amplifying regional vitality. And if we continue to invest, modernize, and think boldly about our future, Chicago will remain the city where businesses grow. Chicago's economic strength is amplified by the reach of our air service. And it's our aviation network that elevates Chicago from a regional powerhouse to a global connector. With two major airports serving more than 280 global destinations by nearly 50 airlines, Chicago operates one of the most comprehensive aviation systems in the world. O'Hare is the nation's most prominent dual-hub airport, the most connected airport in the country, the fastest-growing airport among the nation's top 10, and I'm proud to say today, back to being the busiest airport in America. Yeah. That's our title. Star Alliance and One World are anchored here through United and American, and travelers benefit from seamless connections across hundreds of domestic and international destinations. While Midway remains one of the strongest point-to-point airports in the country, with growth expected to accelerate as Southwest's new connecting strategy takes effect. And together, Chicago delivers global reach that few cities can match. Air service is essential to Chicago's economic future. It's how we connect people, businesses, and markets around the world. Building and sustaining that service is a long-term strategy. To support that vision, our airports must continue to grow, expand capacity, modernize facilities, and ensure we have the infrastructure needed to attract new routes and meet rising demands. Our dual airport system makes Chicago a prime destination for conventions, business meetings, leisure travel, and major worldwide events. O'Hare and Midway welcome more than 100 million passengers in 2025, offering extensive domestic and international access. O'Hare ranks among the world's top airports with hundreds of direct flights across the globe, while Midway provides convenient service just minutes from downtown. Chicago hosts an average of 5 conventions every day, generating more than $3 billion in economic impact. Together, O'Hare and Midway ensures reliable access and simplify logistics for organizers, exhibitors, and attendees. International visitors play a vital role in that impact by staying longer, spending more, and injecting billions of dollars into our hotels, restaurants, cultural centers, institutions, and small businesses. That spending supports local jobs and strengthens the region's economy. Altogether, that activity sustains more than 133,000 tourism-related jobs, ensuring that Chicago's global connectivity translates into real opportunities for workers and businesses across the city. Summer 2025 shattered records. 30 million passengers moved through O'Hare Midway, leading to nearly $950 million in hotel revenue. Of course, our world-class events like Lollapalooza, Pride Fest, and Chicago Field Concerts played a major role, yet it was the strength of our air service and our unmatched connectivity that elevated these numbers to historic levels. New international flights, more gates, direct transit access, and upgraded facilities at O'Hare Midway are making Chicago an even more appealing place for major global events. And when our infrastructure gets better, business activity increases, meaning more hotel stays, more local spending, more dining, more entertainment, and stronger economic growth across the entire city. Let me offer a special thanks to Kristen Reynolds at Choose Chicago and Phil Clement of World Business Chicago for elevating our city as a global destination and helping to drive demand at our airports. Thank you. Yes, thank you. We're a team working together to promote Chicago as a prime location for business and leisure, hosting world-class events and cultural attractions. It's a great reminder that when we stay connected and work together, Chicago wins. Our airport simply cannot grow without the investment and commitment of our airline partners. Their dedication to Chicago positions us as a global gateway and ensures that travelers have the connectivity, reliability, and choice they expect from a world-class airport system. Both United and American continue to invest in O'Hare and Chicago, taking advantage of our unparalleled airfield capacity and operational efficiency. We are the only airport in the world, O'Hare, with only commercial airport in the world with 8 runways. Looking ahead to this summer, United is growing its schedule, adding 25 more destinations from O'Hare and increasing to a record 750 daily departures. American is planning its largest summer in a decade with 525 daily departures to more than 165 destinations. Southwest continues to build its presence at Midway, with 77 destinations served this summer compared to 66 pre-COVID, and the addition of 3 new destinations from Midway next month, Des Moines, Milwaukee, and Wichita. Together, O'Hare and Midway provides more than 2,600 daily flights from Chicago to 183 cities across 42 countries, linking us to the world's financial centers, cultural capitals, and popular vacation destinations. Every 30 seconds, a flight takes off or lands in Chicago. Think about that. So whether you're traveling for business or pleasure, opportunities are within reach thanks to the breadth and frequency of service across key markets. You can catch an early flight for a meeting on either coast and be home in time for dinner. That's the power of a truly connected city. Yep. That's important. That's important. And we're not just moving passengers. We're moving the products that power industries, protect health, and advance science. With approximately 2 million square feet of cargo space, O'Hare is built to handle large-scale global shipping. The airport ranks number 1 in the nation for cargo by value. In 2025, O'Hare handled more than $16 billion in organic chemicals, $15 billion in pharmaceuticals, and more than $12 billion in nuclear reactors, boilers, and machinery. In terms of volume, O'Hare is among the top 15 cargo hubs worldwide, moving more than 2 million metric tons each year. And on top of that, O'Hare's cargo facility directly supports more than 5,000 jobs and sustains tens of thousands more for working families across the region. As cargo continues to create thousands of jobs, we're making sure Chicagoans are prepared to step into a variety of opportunities available at our airports through targeted outreach and workforce initiatives. Together, O'Hare and Midway are powered by a massive workforce. Nearly 48,000 badge employees at O'Hare and 8,000 at Midway. We're truly a city within a city, with dozens of career paths spanning architecture, engineering, hospitality, security, accounting, technology, and the skilled trades, just to name a few. And Chicago's airports offer good-paying jobs, ensuring that the people who keep our airports running can build stability, support their families, and grow long-term careers in an industry that continues to expand. We're following Mayor Johnson's lead by engaging our young people through jobs, job opportunities, skill building, and community partnerships. Engaging our residents, especially our young people, means preparing them for careers at O'Hare and Midway. I know this is a commitment we all share, making sure the next generation sees real opportunity here at home and understanding the ways they can be a part of building this city's future. Towards that end, CDA partners with the Mayor's Office, Chicago City Council, city agencies, CPS, city colleges, and local organizations to deliver airport and airfield visits for students, internships for high school and college students, and expos and job fairs. Our new Papa Blue community outreach vehicle travels the city, complete with flight simulators, resources, and guides for careers and small business opportunities. So whether you want to work in a restaurant or own one, fly a plane, manage cargo, practice law, or work in airport operations, there are opportunities at O'Hare and Midway. And I'm pleased to announce today an expanded partnership with City Colleges of Chicago that will enable their students to hear firsthand from members of CDA leadership in a comprehensive 10-week online course offered through Olive Harvey College in the spring, summer, and fall semesters of this year. This program will launch March 3rd, and students will hear real-world knowledge from the men and women who keep our airports running. This course will shape the next generation of airport executives, airline personnel, and small business owners. And for businesses, CDA provides resources to expand opportunities for firms of all sizes, including bid incentives, mentor-protege program, and practical guides. These tools attract first-time contractors, strengthening diversity, and deliver real impact for Chicago businesses. And while we're connecting people to great jobs on the airfield and in our terminals, we're also growing opportunities in another big way through the restaurants, shops, and small businesses that make up our concessions program. Concessions transform how travelers experience our airports, the front doors to Chicago, and for many visitors, their only glimpse of our city. That's why O'Hare and Midway must represent the very best Chicago has to offer. These concessions aren't just about enhancing the traveler experience. They create real jobs and meaningful contracting opportunities for Chicago residents and businesses. They also generate critical revenue that lowers operating costs and a stronger, more competitive airport system overall. Our evolving airport concession programs continue to raise the bar, earning national recognition for excellence. By expanding local restaurants and retailers, we're bringing Chicago's culture directly into our terminals. And with technology from mobile ordering to self-checkout, we're making the journey easier and faster. The industry has taken notice, with O'Hare named favorite airport for dining and Midway named best family-friendly domestic airport. Industry recognition is important, but what matters most is impact, and our concessions program is delivering. O'Hare concessions program brought in more than $450 million in sales for 2025 and have delivered approximately 10% annual growth since the end of the pandemic. Midway recorded $145 million in sales in 2025, supported by a strong spend per passenger growth, a clear sign that travelers are enjoying the new offerings. That success didn't happen by accident. The Midway Modernization Program set the stage for a complete transformation of dining and retail, including the 70,000 square foot Central Market, a vibrant space that brings together Chicago's favorites like Riley's Daughter and Connie's Pizza alongside trusted national brands. This momentum continued with the opening of the Club Midway in 2023. the airport's first-year use lounge, expanding access to premium amenities for more travelers. These improvements reflect a broader shift toward inclusive, modern amenities and gives us the opportunity to be a leader in sustainability through our green concessions policy by encouraging businesses to reduce waste, adopt eco-friendly products, and create a healthy, more sustainable environment for passengers and employees. Our commitment to sustainability sets the stage for other important milestones that will shape the future of our airports. This is a historic moment for O'Hare as we continue to embark on the largest concession RFP ever offered by a U.S. airport. The impact of this RFP extends far beyond new restaurants and retail. It positions O'Hare for long-term success on multiple fronts. It strengthens non-aeronautical revenue, helping keep airline costs competitive, accelerates modernization by bringing in world-class retail, services, and technology, elevates the passenger experience with more choices, more convenience, and more Chicago flavor, and expands opportunities for local businesses, minority-owned businesses, and the workers who power our airports every day. Order Up represents a game-changing evolution of concessions at O'Hare, modernizing Terminals 1 and 3 with 110 new food, retail, and duty-free locations. This comprehensive package has attracted nearly 170 proposals, which are now under review, signaling the start of a new era for our terminals. As we expand these offerings, we're opening doors for local small businesses and minority-owned firms, reserving 10% of all space for small businesses. We anticipate beginning to issue awards by the end of this quarter, setting in motion a wave of diverse concepts that will redefine the traveler experience. Ultimately, this RFP is a generational investment in O'Hare, ensuring our airports remain competitive, welcoming, and economically viable for decades to come. While CDA concessions programs are creating new opportunities inside the terminals, we're also making airfill investments to keep the entire system moving forward. Significant runway and infrastructure improvements are underway to ensure Midway remains safe, efficient, and ready for future passenger growth. Midway's capital and plan include upgrading the existing airfield that are essential to optimizing operations and ensuring safety. Last year, we broke ground on the rehabilitation of runway 13 left, 31 right, a $47 million investment in Midway's airfield. This project enhances safety with new runway lights and a dedicated roadway for aircraft rescue and firefighting, while also renewing one of Midway's primary runways and intersecting taxiways, strengthening safety and efficiency across the busiest square mile in aviation. As part of broader efforts to improve airfield operations, the former runway 13 left, closed since 2023, was permanently decommissioned last June and redesignated as Taxiway Hotel. On that same day, runway 13 center was officially redesignated as the new runway 13 left. But runways are only part of the equation. To keep our airports moving, we also need efficient roadways that connect people to O'Hare and Midway. Because travelers' experience doesn't start at the terminal doors, it begins the moment a passenger starts planning their trips. Long before they step into the airport, they're relying on the transportation network that gets them there. Highways, roadways, transit connections, and convenient access point all shape how smoothly that travel begins. When the route is predictable and easy to navigate, passengers arrive calm and ready for their travel day. As we modernize our facilities, we're working with our airport partners at the Illinois Tollway Authority and the Illinois Department of Transportation to transform the roads and highways that bring millions of travelers to O'Hare and Midway every year, ensuring that our world-class airports are supported by seamless access. Through our partnerships with the Tollway, The Elgin O'Hare Western Access Project creates new long-awaited connections on the west side of O'Hare. These improvements are designed to relieve congestion, improve travel reliability, and ensure O'Hare is more connected to the communities that serve and support us. Yes, Cassandra Rouse is here, the executive director of the Illinois Tollway. So thank you for that partnership, Cassandra. It's really crucial, so we really appreciate it. Most importantly for our travelers, this project is designed to ease congestion on I-190 by diverting traffic from the Jane Addams to the Tri-State along the airport's western edge rather than funneling it through the airport's primary entrance. Expanded airport access is not just about convenience. It's about delivering on Chicago's role as a global gateway and honoring our commitment to the communities that surround us. We're also proud to partner with IDOT on I-190, O'Hare's front door on the east side of the airport. Upgraded interchanges, reconfigured lanes and ramps, and enhanced safety features will meet the demands of today's traffic and tomorrow's growth. By aligning roadway improvements with airport operations, this partnership will deliver faster, safer, and more reliable access to O'Hare, designed to reduce congestion and improve the overall journey. Technology is also critical for transformation at both of our airports, and advanced IT systems and new digital tools are at the top priority for CDA. One of the new technologies we're bringing on board is the Airport Operations Database. It would serve as the airport's central nervous system, keeping everyone working from the same real-time information. It replaces an aging system with a modern mobile-friendly platform that is more reliable, resilient, and less prone to outages. It will give airport leaders, airlines, and operations team a single shared view of activity across O'Hare at all times, improving coordination across gates, runways, baggage, ground transportation, security, and emergency response. The system will help the airport run more efficiently by better tracking aircraft movements, gate assignments, staffing, and resource use, and will support faster and more informed decision-making during weather delays or emergencies. Ultimately, it positions O'Hare for future growth. On the passenger experience side, we're using AI-enabled facial recognition at O'Hare to streamline customs processing. The system verifies a traveler's identity in real time, which has dramatically sped up processing times. Overall, we've seen a 47% reduction in customs wait times year over year, dropping from 30 minutes to about 18 minutes. And the benefits showed up almost immediately. Within just 2 weeks of implementation, we were already seeing shorter wait times and fewer missed connections for passengers on both United and American. In addition, we are partnering with TSA and CLEAR to introduce new e-gates that streamline security for CLEAR members while reducing TSA staffing demands. Three CLEAR e-gates will go live at Midway in the coming weeks, and we're working to install them at O'Hare later this year. And beginning in March, we will launch a major expansion of our biometric boarding program to enable increased facial recognition boarding capacity. We're also implementing a new common use passenger processing system in Concourse G, allowing airlines to move seamlessly between gates, a critical asset during construction. Strengthening our technology and roadways are just two examples of what it takes to keep the system moving. It reflects something more profound: Chicago's long tradition of leadership in building infrastructure that drives growth. By continuously investing in our airport's infrastructure, Chicago strengthens its position among the world's premier global gateways. If we're not building, we're not growing. And today, CDA is leading some of the largest public infrastructure projects in the entire city, and doing it while operating the world's, or the, I should say America's, soon to be the world's busiest airport. But we can't say that yet. But America's the busiest airfield in all of America. One of the most notable projects currently underway is in Terminal 3. Elevate T3 is a major renovation that is upgrading passenger amenities, strengthening security screenings, and expanding accessibility for passengers with disabilities. We are reconfiguring two TSA checkpoints while widening the passenger hall between concourses K and L, and modernizing the baggage claim area and several restrooms. This $300 million investment is backed by $120 million in federal funding. Construction is on track for completion next year, and while Terminal 3 is being transformed for today's travelers, an even bigger evolution is already underway. The next chapter of O'Hare's future, ORD Next. This transformation begins with Concourse D. If you've been following this project, you've seen some steel renderings of what's to come. But today I'm pleased to present, for the very first time, Concourse D coming to life. This animation gives you a clear sense of how the space will function for passengers, airlines, and the people who work here every day. Concourse D will ultimately improve international to domestic connections, and it will introduce 19 new gates built for today's modern aircraft, allowing each position to serve either two narrow-body aircrafts or one wide-body aircraft, boosting capacity and maximizing gate utilization. Concourse D introduces a new experience rooted in Chicago's architectural legacy, designed by Chicago's own Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill. A multi-level space will provide zones for resting, dining, shopping, and play, with skylights for an open, naturally lit environment. And at the south end of the concourse, the space opens up to lounge seating and landscaping that frames expansive views of the airfield. It's designed to reduce carbon by up to 70%. Tree-like columns reduce materials using creative, unobstructed views. And the curved roof design lowers heating and cooling energy requirements. Planned amenities include more than 20,000 square feet of lounge space, 30,000 square feet of commercial space, and a 450-square foot children's play area. We're proud to bring this new welcoming gateway to the people of Chicago. The momentum we've seen here today, new construction, strategic investment, and sustained growth, converges in one defining moment, ORD Next. It's the blueprint for O'Hare's future, uniting years of planning and partnership into a single transformative vision. ORD Next is more than a project. It's the framework that will guide how O'Hare evolves, competes, and leads for decades to come. I love that video. Concourse D is the initial phase of what comes next. The O'Hare Global Terminal, or OGT, is the centerpiece of ORD Next and unlocks the full value of the program's many benefits. OGT, which is a revitalization and reconfiguration of existing Terminal 2, will combine domestic and international operation in O'Hare's core. At the Global Terminal, 20 new gates will connect travelers from Quincy to Hong Kong. The new facility provides operational capacity benefits and will serve as the front door to Chicago. Studio Gang founding partner Jenny Gang is the lead designer for the Studio ORD joint venture. The Global Terminal's design is anchored by the core principles of clean geometry and continuous flows and will emulate Chicago's hard-working infrastructure. Locals will feel at home in the terminal's central green, which evokes Chicago's six-corner design, with paths radiating from a central point. There are also intuitive wayfinding elements and unimpeded views of the concourse from the elevated walkway. And Chicago's model, City in the Garden, will be reflected in the green spaces woven throughout the terminal. Further to the west of both the Global Terminal and Concourse D, the future Concourse E will deliver a sustainable environment that elevates the passenger experience. Spanning 530,000 square feet with 24 gates, Concourse E will accommodate both narrow and wide-body craft and serve primarily domestic passengers. New security processing will also ensure O'Hare has the capacity to handle growth without sacrificing passenger experience or safety. And this is all connected by an underground tunnel. We have a clear vision, achievable plan to deliver this program on time and on budget, with Concourse D already under construction, scheduled to open in 2028, and construction of the global terminals slated to commence in 2029, less than 3 years from now. The most capable team is in place, work is underway, and we're moving forward. Chicago deserves ORD Next, a world-class travel experience, and an airport ready for the opportunities ahead. As we advance this next chapter, it's worth remembering that O'Hare has always been defined by bold vision. The progress we're making today is not a departure from our past, but a continuation of the legacy that shaped this airport from the very beginning. This is the future of O'Hare, and together we're building it. From its very first blueprints, O'Hare was conceived as a next generational airport, not a finished product, but infrastructure built to evolve alongside Chicago. The original vision is still unfolding today, because we just don't build for the moment, we build for what comes next. By investing in modernization, we are protecting one of the most powerful economic engines in the nation, an engine that supports hundreds of thousands of jobs across Chicago's 77 neighborhoods and far beyond city limits into neighboring counties and states. We are preserving our competitiveness in a global market that never slows down. We're strengthening Chicago's role as the heart of global connection, and we're ensuring that our infrastructure matches the ambition of our city. Our new construction reflects the same principles that have guided Chicago's growth for nearly 200 years. The belief that strategic planning creates strong cities. The belief that development and innovation can anchor commerce, culture, and community. And the belief that anticipating regional growth is not optional, it's essential. We pair these historic beliefs with core Chicago values championed by Mayor Johnson, that the success of our airport should reach every corner of the city, that the prosperity generated by our airports can lift communities, small and small businesses, even those without direct connection to aviation. Chicago has led the world through every era of transportation, from water and rail to roads and runways. And once again, we are choosing to lead, because that's who we are. In closing, I want to thank Mayor Johnson for his strong leadership and steadfast commitment to advancing Chicago's aviation future. And once again, my gratitude to our hub carriers, American Southwest and Hometown Airline United. Together, we are ensuring O'Hare and Midway remain powerful gateways to the world and engines of growth for our city. I want to extend my deepest appreciation to the entire CDA community, my leadership team, and the thousands of employees, tradespeople, planners, engineers, and safety professionals who show up every single day. Their dedication, expertise, and pride of work are the backbone of our success and the reason Chicago's airports continues to set the standard of excellence. We all benefit in a very real way when we invest in our airports. That's why it matters so much for all of us in this room to champion the growth of our airports. When we speak with one voice, when we tell our teams, our partners, and our communities that Chicago is committed to modern, reliable, future-ready infrastructure, we build confidence in our economy and in our long-term vision. This reflects a simple promise. Every Chicagoan should have access to the opportunities they need to thrive. Our airports play a large part in delivering on that promise, connecting residents to jobs, connecting businesses to markets, and connecting Chicago to the world. That's why the responsibility sits with all of us here today. We're the ones who can carry the story forward. We can highlight the progress, explain the impact, and help people understand that these investments means what they mean for jobs, opportunity, and Chicago's position on the world stage. I want to thank you all for joining me here today and for your partnership, leadership, and shared vision for the future of our great city. Thank you.
Well, you get a full room, so that happens, you know. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I thought that might happen. You had so much to talk about, and there's so much more to come. We will not have time for questions today, but we hope you'll come back. And I promise from City Club, we will not wait two more years or longer. How about that? We'll have you all back here soon. Thank you. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you again to Commissioner Mike McMurray.